Liturgical Day, Friday the 24th in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus walked through towns and countryside, preaching and giving the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 followed him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and diseases. Mary called Magdalene, who had been freed of 7 demons, Joanna, the wife of Chutha, Herod's steward, Susanna, and others who provided for them out of their own funds. Our commentary is by Father Jordi Pasqual from Salt Girona, Catalonia. Today in the Gospel, we can appreciate what it should have been in a normal day in the 3 years of Jesus' public life. St. Luke explains it in a few words, quote, "Jesus walked through the towns and countryside, preaching and giving the good news of the kingdom of God," unquote. This is what we contemplate in the third mystery of light of the Holy Rosary. While commenting this mystery, His Holiness John Paul II said, quote, "Another mystery of light is the preaching by which Jesus proclaims the coming of the kingdom of God, calls to conversion, and forgives the sins of all who draw near to Him in humble trust. The inauguration of that ministry of mercy, which He continues to exercise until the end of the world, particularly through the sacrament of reconciliation, which He has entrusted to His church," unquote. Jesus keeps on passing by close to us and offering us His supernatural goods. When we pray, when we read and ponder over the Gospel, to know and love Him better and imitate His life, when we receive a sacrament, especially the Eucharist and the penance, when we devote ourselves with effort and perseverance to our everyday chores, when we have to deal with our family, our friends, or our neighbors, when we help that person who is in need of material or spiritual help, when we have a rest or amuse ourselves, in all those circumstances we may find Jesus and follow Him just as those 12 and those holy women also did. But above that, each one of us is called by God to also be, quote, the passing Jesus, unquote. That is, to speak to those we deal with our deeds and our words, about the faith that fills out of meaning our existence, about the hope that impels us to go on forward through the paths of life designed by God, and about the charity that should guide all our acts. The first one to follow Jesus and, quote, to be Jesus, unquote, is Mary, that with her example and meditation, she may help us.